May 29th, 1994.
Good evening, Charlie. We'd like to go a little deeper into the subject of the receiving of the Torah, which we celebrate in our Shavuos. Just as God himself is infinite and unlimited, so is the Torah, being God-given, infinite. Every individual may view Torah in a different light. Some regard Torah as a means to gain reward and avoid punishment as promised by the Torah. To others, the Torah is a guide to good, wholesome living and an ideal social system. Both of these views, however, are limited. Hasidic teachings go much deeper than these views of Torah. Hasidism delves into the profound inner significance of the Torah. According to the explanation of Chabad Hasidic philosophy, the underlying purpose of the Torah is to serve as the link between the Creator and creation. Creation is generally divided into four kingdoms. The first and lowest is the inanimate, inorganic matter such as rock, earth, or water. Next is the level of plant life, above which is the animal kingdom. Finally, on the highest scale of creation, is the thinking, speaking human being. But all of creation is finite. Only the Creator is infinite. And there is no common denominator between the two. In respect to the Creator, there's no difference among the four kingdoms of creation. There's no difference in respect to the Almighty between the highest intellect among men and the crudest stone. Both are creations, and as such, have no co-relationship with the Creator. That is why it is impossible for even the most brilliant human being to grasp God with his intellect. However, God gave us a possibility to approach and commune with him. God showed us how an insignificant creature can reach beyond his inherent limitations and commune with God the Infinite through studying his Torah and obeying his commandments. And in this lies the most important aspect of the Torah and mitzvahs. They provide the means for us to rise above our status as creatures, mortals. We are capable now of attaining a far higher degree of perfection than we ever could with our own created limited gifts of mind. Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi Gordon.